You are coordinating the missions project for the annual conference session. Can you give me an overview of what that looks like?
We put out a call to all the different districts to see what ministry that they felt passionate about in their area, compiled what it is that they're doing and the focus of the ministry and how their needs could be met, or immediate needs could be met through collection of items. And then I just wrote them all up in paragraph form and put them out there for the churches to see. Their district might have chosen one ministry, but the church could have a real passion for a different ministry. And so I just mixed and matched everything so everybody could hopefully match their passions.
You're inviting individuals and congregations to bring things to the conference session itself.
Yes. And then they'll be dropped off at the Potpourri booth, which will be in there where all the booths are next to where annual conference is held.
As you're reflecting on some of the projects, are there some that come to the top of your mind that are unique from perhaps what you've witnessed in past years?
Well, the one that feeds the children, we've worked with them before in the packaging of food, and that one, of course, has a real draw for me as a youth pastor. So I really like that one that we're collecting quarters for. And then the other one that really kind of touches at least my congregation that we're collecting is the eyeglasses for the Iowa Nigeria Project, because that's the only glasses that the doctor has to use all year long. So I'm hoping that we have a lot of eyeglasses brought in.
How big a vehicle are you going to have to line up to cart all these things home?
Well, the beauty of it is that the different districts will pick up their own, that which they had chosen, they will pick them up at the end of the conference to take them home. So I'm probably only taking home East Central.
An encouraging word to sort of spike some interest to get people to be enthusiastic and generous in their donations for the mission projects?
For me, it's just an opportunity to share our passion to be in service to Christ as we love God and love one another. And what small thing can I do now that can make a big difference in someone's life, all to the glory of God?